Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, forgot my wedding ring, and I know, thank you.
Oh, I never wear mine.
Yeah, I know, I forgot mine. I was making meatballs yesterday, and I had to take it off.
Oh, just in case.
Yeah, it just gets meaty into there, and then if I dry my hands, I'm always afraid it's going to yank it off and throw it in the garbage and stuff, so I left it in the, I don't know, the nut bowl maybe that we have? I'm not sure. It's a bowl full, I don't know. It's not my nut bowl. Mm-hmm. It's just a nut bowl.
Not your nut bowl, but
no.
These nuts.
No, it's not. No, it's, I don't even think they're real nuts, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I don't know. We got a bowl on the counter that's been there forever. It's got fake eggs and nuts.
These nuts?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, you buy fake eggs?
I don't know. They're like rubber eggs. It was a joke at one point where we got a six-pack of rubber eggs and somebody walks in and you throw them an egg really poorly and then it bounces on the ground because it looks like a real egg, I guess.
And then,
They're joke eggs.
Yeah.
But
and then you're...
Got him!
But now they've been sitting on the counter for 7 years or whatever it is with the nuts in the nut bowl.
But you know what's crazy is that you guys don't have people over.
No, we don't.
So you have nobody to throw the eggs at.
I got Roxy with it one time and then she got me with it one time. And that's it. And now they just sit in the nut bowl.
And it was, haha, joke's over.
it's over almost a decade ago.
So they just...
They just sit in the nut bowl.
Did they ever get cleaned?
What's that?
Did they get cleaned?
What, the rubber nuts?
Yeah.
Like the bowl real nuts, rubber eggs.
The rubber egg, like the bowl that the rubber eggs are in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they've been there so long.
Yes.
Like dust will accumulate.
Sure.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Do they get clean?
I don't know.
When you throw them out?
I don't know. I don't clean the nuts.
Throw the eggs
out. Nuts.
Right. Jesus. I don't. I'm not the nut cleaner in the house. Well, okay. Shut up, Shem. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, I forgot my wedding ring and I feel weird right now without it. It's
Do you have to text Catherine to explain?
To explain what?
Why you left it at home?
No.
Is she going to see that they're at home?
In the nut bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll probably see it. That's where she makes her yogurt in the morning or whatever.
Oh, damn. So she's going to see.
Yeah.
And then thoughts are going to run through her mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we call her?
No, no thoughts are going to run through her mind. No. Where am I going?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Right? I can't.
These nuts.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Over the weekend, Dammit Maury was representing the Roz and Mocha Show out in Sudbury.
Oh, yeah. What were you doing up there?
I was co-hosting a charity event with children.
Love that.
They have a great event called the Enchanted Evening. It used to be the father-daughter ball.
You were co-hosting with children or for children?
For children. Four.
Okay.
Not with.
Okay.
He was eventually talking to children.
Okay.
They raised $56,000, by the way, for Neo Kids Foundation,
which is
incredible. Thank you, David Maury, for heading out there to rep Roz and Mocha. Anytime Maury goes out to an event and does like opening remarks, right?
Oh,
he likes to kind of go off course a little bit and try stand up with the crowd, right?
Yeah.
So imagine this room, like hundreds of people in there,
balls,
right? It's a nice event. Everyone's dressed up. Families are there with their kids. People are excited. Dammit Maury goes off script. Like there's a time to everything, right? Timing is important during these special events, right? this has to happen at this time, this has to happen at this time, this has to happen at this time. So everything is timed out specifically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
David Morey, again, decides to look at the time and be like, I think I got time for this.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. By the way, I got to ask you, what building here in Sudbury has the most stories? The library.
Oh. Oh.
Who wants to hear two short jokes and a long joke?
Me.
Okay, joke, joke, joke. Okay, what's a foot long and slippery?
Oh.
A slipper. I swear, all of you are going to use these jokes tomorrow on social media. I just know it. Yeah. Okay, what is red and smells like blue paint? Red paint. What do you call a pile of kittens? A meountain. Oh my God, that dad laughed. Can we get him a prize? What do we have? Do we have a prize? We have movie passes for this dad. He laughed. Oh. Movie passes for this dad right over here. All right, everyone, enjoy dinner. Woo!
Do you know, like, the kind of balls it takes, though, to be like, listen, thank you so much for inviting me. I got on a plane to come here.
Yeah.
This is really beautiful. I know you guys are doing some real great work tonight, but I'm just going to take 5 minutes and just ruin 5 minutes.
Yeah, completely. Right. Yeah. What a derp of a moment. Like, there was zero laughs, zero reaction.
But I think
not even, like, a pity laugh. Like, that dad at the end.
I
think you thought you heard somebody laugh. I didn't hear anything.
Maury, I heard something.
If you killed, I don't even know if we'd run it, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. True. You know what I mean?
True.
Right?
And then Maury still having the courage
I know, it's just
to talk to children at this at this event. Just ask them like just silly random questions.
If you could have a pet dragon that poops jelly beans, what flavor would you want them to poop?
I would probably want him to poop watermelon, because watermelon's probably my favorite type of candy.
But if the dragon pooped the watermelon flavored jelly beans, would you still eat it?
To think about it, it's kind of gross, but I don't really know, probably not.
If you had to move your mouth to somewhere else on your body, where would you put your mouth?
I would put my mouth on my elbow.
And how would you eat and talk with it on your elbow?
I should just whip up my elbow and then I should talk. And also I should just grab I could just put my bow down my knee and then just wake.
If you could have a pet dragon that pooped out jelly beans, what flavor would you want the dragon to poop out?
Probably raspberry, because that's just like the best flavor.
Okay, but if it pooped it out, would you still eat it?
No.
Why not?
Because that would be gross, because it's like poop.
If you could have a pet dragon that poops out jelly beans, what flavor would you want it to poop out?
Cotton candy, because it's like a childhood flavor.
Would you still eat it even though the dragon's pooping it out?
Yeah, because it wouldn't lose its flavor. It's just like an awesome flavor. It would never lose it.
Okay, so if you had to move your mouth to somewhere else on your body, where are you putting your mouth?
My butt.
Why would you put your mouth on your butt?
No.
I don't know, like, because it's like an awesome place to put it. It's just awesome.
So walk me through the process. How would that work if you were eating dinner?
Well, I'd put it on my chair and then I'd like sit on it and it like, you know, it'd just be so much easier. I wouldn't have to like use a fork and everything. I could just sit down.
What if you had to talk to someone?
I'd sit up like I was taking a fart.
Yes,
yeah, shout out to all the Roz and Mocha fans in Sudbury.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Anissa, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Is it Anissa or Anissa?
It's Anissa.
Anissa, I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good, just getting ready for work. How are you?
I'm good. Anissa hit us up like on Twitter, old school style, Roz.
Oh, wow.
And said, a goal of mine is to banter with Roz and Mocha. So say, yo, send me your number and we'll call you. So, Anissa, what would you like to banter about?
I don't know. Do you have anything in mind?
Why do we got to do all the work?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have much time to prepare.
Wait a second. When did you?
I would have come up with like a list of.
When did you write that?
A couple of days ago.
When did Mocha reply?
Friday.
You've had since Friday to prepare.
Oh my gosh. Am I on air right now?
Yeah.
Everybody can hear you. Everyone across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. So wait a second. So you put it out there in public that you wanted to banter with us. You've had since Friday to come up with something. And then what happens?
Well, honestly, if I had known it was going to happen, I would have honestly came up with like a list of topics to talk about.
Girl, I gave you my email address and I said, send me your phone number. We are going to call you.
Okay. So had you had time then, what are some of the things that you would want to have talked about?
Something along those lines, probably like dating and relationships. I know you guys talk about that quite a bit.
Okay. Do you have any of those stories?
I mean, it depends on what we're talking about. There's like
dating and relationships. What's your dating life like right now?
I am a single Pringle, actually.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. And how long have you been single for? When was your last relationship?
My last relationship was at least 2 years. It lasted 2 years, I mean, but I've been single for like a year. Actually, we were long distance, so it kind of, it was
What's
really
long distance?
Difficult. He lived in Miami.
How'd you guys meet?
I actually went to Miami Carnival.
What are you doing?
So you went to Miami Carnival, you met this dude, and then how long after you met did you guys start dating?
5 months afterwards.
Do you think you were like his only girlfriend or were you like a ting on the side?
Oh, no. I 100% was his only girlfriend. And in my defense, I didn't meet him at Miami Carnival. I met him through one of my relatives.
Oh,
he didn't go
okay.
to the parties with us. He was like outside of all of our party plans. So brownie points there. But yeah, no. He was a pretty loyal and faithful guy. I'll say that. Like, cheating was definitely not one of our problems.
Okay.
So why did the relationship end?
I think when we were talking about it a lot, we were just like, our love languages were very like, you know, I just want to be there. I want to be present. And that's difficult, especially when, you know, you don't live in the same city.
So give us an example of a love language that did not work between you and Mr. Miami.
Okay, quality time is a perfect example. So we both value quality time together. Okay. And that was really hard to do because our schedules were kind of different. And also, too, he has his life there. I have my life here. So whenever it came to, like, making time for our friends, our family and stuff, like, it became difficult because it's not like we can say, hey, do you want to come with me? We can't necessarily do that. Like, you have to set time aside to actually, you know, hang out with each other. And also, too, like, if you have to go hang out with your friends and your family, you don't want to be on your phone all the time. That's kind of rude. So it was definitely a huge... It just spiraled into a bigger problem.
You've
for
said
us.
A lot of words to avoid saying it was a bad idea.
I don't think it was a bad idea. You know, you never know until you try, right?
Yeah, but you knew.
It's better.
But you knew.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
What were you going to do? You're going to move to Florida?
Yeah, that was my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Can everyone stop for a second? Because Maria's in the other room, and I could see she's going nuts right now because she wants... You have so much to say right now, Maria.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Both of us, 27 and single. Love that for us, but... One thing I'll
do
say.
Do you?
What? Yes, I do.
Okay.
It is, you know what? It's liberating in a lot of ways, okay?
It is.
The one thing I will say, piece of advice, never date any man who lives in Miami, wants to go to Miami, wants to move to Florida, and wants to do anything in any of those places. For the love of God, don't do it.
Well, I mean.
They want you to move there? Don't do it. Everything's going to become about them.
Wow. No,
don't do
our
it.
Plan was to like live in both places. So I.
Oh
was,
yeah. That,
oh,
yeah.
You know what? It sounds so here, familiar. So
again.
Yeah.
Maria, I hear projecting.
What's your name? Mirror.
Oh my gosh.
You got Maria turned. Yeah. You got Maria turned.
Lisa, you were like
never works. Never works.
You are parallel universe, Maria, right now.
Literally.
All right. So the conversation, I'm sure, did not go the exact way you thought, but it was a great conversation. Anissa, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
I've been listening to you guys for years on and off. It really just depends on my schedule. I'll be honest. Like, I used to listen back in high school. Like, I'll always listen to Virgin Radio. And then, like, when I started college and university and stuff, like, while you guys were on air, I'd be asleep.
Okay, cool.
So like now I'm slowly getting back into the routine of like listening to the radio again because like while I'm getting ready for work and stuff, it's much easier now.
Okay. You didn't have to be that honest.
isn't that what people ask for?
No,
isn't that what you want?
I appreciate the honesty, Anissa. It was great talking to you. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, Anissa, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I can't say.
Why?
it's pretty even. You guys balance each other out.
No. There has to be one clear winner. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go with Mocha because he's the one who actually reached out to me and said, hey, send me your number.
No wonder you're single. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's nice to know everyone across the country knows my love life.
Yeah. It's okay. They don't mind you, man. Don't worry.
That's top tier. Top tier.
Yeah. You should change that Twitter bio to I'm a lot.
Yes, I am. So all only right. The strong survive.
There we go. Hey. There it is. Hey.
Anissa,
that's what we're
lots.
Looking for.
Have a great day and thank you for your support of the Roz and Mocha Show.
You as well. It was great talking to you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello.
Yo, it's Roz and Mocha. Are you still in that Uber?
I am.
Yeah, put us on speaker.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I don't got too long. We got to do this real
you
quick.
You won't believe this. You're on speaker.
Yo, driver, it's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, no.
Yo, what up? Your passenger just texted, said, I'm in an Uber listening to the show. Driver said that he loves the show.
Oh, my God. I love this show. And I always listen to Roz and Mocha the whole day. Not only like Roz and Mocha show, but the whole day.
Aw, oh, buddy, we appreciate that. Thank you so much, dude.
Oh, my God. It's crazy right now. I'm just talking to Mocha right now. It's so crazy.
Do you have any questions?
No question. Okay. No question. But I love you guys. I love you both.
We love you right back. Have you heard about the documentary that we have, the docuseries, yes. The history of Roz and Mocha?
Actually, I was talking to my passenger here. I was telling her that there is a history of Roz and Mocha released, and she said, she listened to episode one. She was even telling me that it's all about Mocha's story and background and stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, the docuseries, all about me. You're going to love it.
Yeah, well, I'm getting out of the Uber now.
Okay, you go. Anyway, I just wanted to say
five stars.
To both
five
of
stars.
You, 5 stars each. Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. We love you very much. Go have a good day, okay?
I love you guys very much, okay?
All right, homie.
Bye, guys.
All right, take it easy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Hey, do you pay for when you order stuff, express shipping?
No, why?
You don't, huh?
Why would I do that?
Do you
pay for express shipping?
If there is an option for express shipping, I will always click it and pay.
What?
I always do. And no. I'm about to, not that Catherine monitors my online purchases because she does not.
But?
I'm about to be questioned on every single thing that I purchase, I think, for the rest of my life.
Okay, what did you order?
Okay, yes.
What is the cost of the express shipping? Okay. And how express is it compared to the free shipping option?
I can give you all of those details, no problem. But that is not why I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay,
so I ordered I wanted a bunch of shirts and there was a couple couple linen jackets that I wanted and stuff like this, right? And I found this store where everything's in my size and I like it and it fits me and they have tall sizes and it's really difficult to find.
Okay.
So
Giants R Us?
I ordered a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was very excited about it. Like when I order something, I get very excited.
Yeah.
Right? Like I hit add to cart and then I just want it now. Right? Like I want it immediately. So
Why don't you just go to the mall?
They don't have the tall sizes at the mall. Oh, I'm an order online kind of guy.
This guy's got money. Yo, talk to us.
Right? Okay.
So when I go to checkout, because I'm so excited about everything, I do all, like, I go my research, I do all this stuff, and I'm about, I hit, like, add to cart, everything else. And then when I go to checkout, I'm like, please, 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 please. Uh-huh. And then they're like, express shipping, 1 to 2 days. And I'm like, hell
amazing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But right? Isn't it like double the price?
It was like $55.
Yeah, why? That's a shirt. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was like $55.
I couldn't.
Right? And I'm like, boom, express shipping. And the box arrives and it's incredible, right?
Yeah. And
I'm
like, rip open the box right away.
Like, oh, it's amazing. I take everything out. I'm like, looking at everything. I'm looking at everything.
Look at all these shirts.
So this was about, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago now.
Okay.
And after I tore the box open and tried everything on and everything else, I folded everything back up.
Ah, beautiful.
I put everything back in the box and it's still sitting in the office beside my chair.
Are you going to wear the linen jackets in the summer?
You haven't worn anything.
In the box.
That's $55 wasted, bro.
In the box.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You know what, though?
I just wanted it. And I just wanted to see it. I wanted, like, everything. And then as soon as it arrived, I put everything back in the box.
Is that you, Maria?
Yeah, sometimes I can agree with Roz. Sometimes leaving them in the box until you wear them is, like, nice.
Yeah.
Because you know that you're taking them out
No,
fresh.
But the difference is, Maria, you will do the online purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you will select the option that gives you free shipping.
Well,
so you don't mind if it shows up.
Express.
You don't mind if it shows up, like, a week after you purchase it.
Depending on what it is.
I was out. Okay. And when I my phone in my pocket vibrated when I was out and it was the doorbell camera telling me that somebody was there. I wasn't finished doing the thing that I was doing when I was out in the world. And I got in the car and came home because I was so excited that my stuff was there.
Amazing.
Tore it all open.
Yeah.
Went through everything. Uh-huh. Put it all back in the box. It's still sitting in the office.
Yeah. Oh. That's like, no. That's a waste of 55. You took an L on that one.
I didn't, though, because I got it like super soon.
I know, but it's in the box.
Yeah, but I don't
but
think
you haven't worn them. You didn't wash them. You didn't iron them. Nothing.
Nothing.
You didn't even try them on.
Nothing. Nothing.
Try them on.
No, because I bought everything in the same size, so I tried one and I know they're all going to fit.
Yeah.
I'm also like that.
Yeah.
I would try on gold.
Stop co-signing this video.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You mumbling out over there.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody's weekend was good?
So chill.
Yeah,
what'd you
do, Maury?
What did I do? Oh my goodness. Well, I drove Matthew around for all of his errands.
Mm-hmm. What business does he have on the weekend?
He had the dentist. He had his osteopath. And I drive him and I sit in the car.
Why do you boys look at all that stuff on the weekend, ruining your Saturday? Mm-hmm. Tell him to... Like, why doesn't he just go and, like, get an Uber or something like that? Like, what do you do when he's at the dentist?
I sit in the car.
Oh, for God's sakes. I couldn't imagine. You guys got chauffeur. Nothing going on.
Yeah, nothing
absolutely
at all.
Nothing going on. The idea that you could ask somebody to just sit in the car while you're at the dentist, and the idea that you do, mm-hmm. you don't even make plans. You don't even, like, think, like, okay,
like,
where's your dentist?
Like,
your dentist
whatever,
is here.
Right?
While you're there, I can go and do this, this, and this. Like, you just sit.
And then afterwards, I'm like, oh my God, can I please get a Starbucks? He's like, you don't need a Starbucks.
But you just sit. What do you do when you're sitting in your car?
Why don't you go get your Starbucks then?
Also, why didn't you ask for permission? Just go get a coffee.
Just go get a coffee.
Yeah, that's facts.
Just go get one.
While he's in, I like scroll social, you know, take the dog out to pee.
Oh, the dog has to go?
The dentist?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that whole time, the dog's just what? In like,
lying on the seat, yeah.
Why don't you do something? Why don't you do something when he's at the dentist?
Well, because God forbid I'm not there when he gets out of the
what
door.
What are you scrolling on your computer? What are you doing?
You pay attention for a sec?
Yes.
Okay. I can tell when you're scrolling on your computer because I can see it in your glasses.
Uh-huh.
Like in the middle of a conversation, I can see you open a new window. This is why you can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Right? This is why you can't be trusted. This is why you have to sit in the car in an underground parking garage alone with a dog who's also there only to keep an eye on you while your husband's at the dentist.
Yeah, I'm surprised that dog don't have like a camera on the collar.
Oh, if you for a second don't think that Matthew has taught that dog how to know when Maury clicks on private browsing on his phone and then tell him after the dentist, you're sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Joseph has a question for Shem.
Hey, Shem.
Hey.
I heard you on the latest podcast, listening, watching Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
It's crazy that that in 4 weeks you got to season 11. Me and my girlfriend been watching for over a month and still on season 9. Mm-hmm. I have a question. For everyone in the room, who do you think would match up with the cast members?
Oh, dude, I mean, that would be a Shem.
Oh my gosh.
Shem exclusive. Like, I don't watch the show to know the characters
so
their
Shem, you do it then. Who are we on Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, that's cruel. They're horrible people.
Interesting.
Like, they are horrible people.
Okay, so start with Maury.
Okay, well, I'll start.
Don't say Sandoval.
No, I'm going to say nobody's Sandoval. Maury's got a little James to him.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. James Kennedy.
Okay, James Kennedy.
Yeah, right. He's got a bit of an eccentric personality. Yeah, I would go James Kennedy.
Okay, Maria.
Maria. Oh, man. Maria watches the show, too, so I can't say anything like slick.
How many seasons in are you, though, Maria? Because you just started recently.
Well, I'm on season 3 Vanderpump, but I've also am caught up on The Valley. So that's I'm kind of like
right?
going back and forth from like now till...
Back then?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
Maria, the girls are so mean. You know, I'm going to go Ariana for Maria.
Okay. That's Ariana Maddox, right?
Ariana Maddox,
God, that means I dated Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
Desperate times, Maria. You might not be there yet, but you're on thin ice.
All right.
And then you guys. Oh, that's so tough. Mocha's probably more Schwartz. What would you say, Joseph?
I would say Maury would be Schwartz.
Okay.
Roz will be Jax. Because Pure, just says anything he wants. And then Mocha, I would say James.
Is James a cool one?
Yeah, because he's like a DJ and everything.
Okay, yeah. But, all right, I'm down. Pause.
Maria does not approve of James.
What'd you say?
Cool.
Later in the season, he's on what?
No, later in the season, he gets better and better. But in the early stages, he was kind of a dick, but
yeah, bang on. Okay.
and then Maria, I would say Ariana as well.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, Maddox.
So who am I?
Yeah, who's Shem?
Oh, Shem.
Don't say Sandoval.
Bro, don't say Sandoval. Come on, man.
No, don't worry. Who are the other guys?
That's what I'm saying. I think Roz is really Brock, not Jax.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Brock.
Yeah, Burly. Yeah.
No, Roz can be Jax, 1,000%.
Damn, that's...
Yeah, I think Roz is Jax, and then I would put you as Brock Shem.
All right, man, Burly and strong. I love that. Love that.
It's a very entertaining show.
So
I didn't think it was at first, and then
yeah.
I'm like, this is way better than the Kardashians.
Bruh, so much better.
Okay, but look what you're comparing it to.
I know.
You know what I mean? Right? Like,
it's phenomenal, man.
Okay.
It's so good.
Uh-huh. Hi, Joseph. No. What? You know what?
I've never seen an episode.
No,
I
I'm
will
like,
never
now
see
that I
an episode.
See, it's Shem's
so good, guys. You have
fandom.
To watch it.
I'm not.
Yeah,
interested.
And now knowing Maria's doing the two different timelines, yeah. I think I may start.
You got to.
I just can't. I'm so done with reality shows where they prop up terrible people. I'm just done with it. I can't. I don't have to.
Well,
they're not
all bad.
They're all terrible people.
Yeah. And I can't wait to watch season 12.
Yo. All right, Joseph, thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the text. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Gotta be Roz.
All right, Jax Taylor.
All right, hey.
Yeah.
I'll take
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Have a great day.
Thank you. Big fan.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the Leafs lost to Boston Saturday night. Terrible game. Horrible.
I had it all set up too. I had dinner. I had all this stuff.
What'd you have lined up for food?
I just made wings and Rox and I ordered a pizza.
Ooh, what kind of pizza?
It's pepperoni, double pepperoni, because Catherine takes all the pepperoni and it's a whole thing. So I always got to buy extra pepperoni.
I don't know if you're happy about that or...
I'm fine.
Wait, why don't you just order a separate pizza for Catherine?
Because she doesn't eat pizza. She doesn't want my pizza.
Oh, she just wants a pepperoni.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. And then I had two pieces left in the fridge. I had a couple pieces left in the fridge. And then Roxy's making breakfast yesterday. And she's making a bagel with something on it. I don't even know, avocado or cream cheese or something. Then she goes into the fridge.
opens the container that has the pizza in and starts pulling off the pepperoni and sticking it on her bagel.
Oh, come so on now.
I get pizza in the fridge with pepperoni.
Why don't you, you just need like a bag of pepperoni at home now.
I have bags of pepperoni.
So why don't they take that?
Because it's not cooked and it does, I don't know. Anyway, it was the whole thing. I love them to death.
Sounds like it. So in the condo of the Dammits,
oh, no.
They're watching the Leafs and Bruins game. And we did this last year.
What a crusher.
And it was hilarious having two non-hockey fans watch the game and make comments while watching the entire game.
Yeah.
Especially the comments coming from Dammit Matthew.
What a heartbreaker of a game, too.
Oh, game two is tonight at 7 o'clock. But here's what happened when the Dammits watched game one between the Leafs and Bruins.
Matthew, we did it.
Did what?
We made it to the playoffs.
Really?
So tonight is game one. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I don't care.
Brother, do you know who's playing?
No, I don't know who's playing.
The Leafs.
Okay.
Versus?
I don't know.
Guess.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
No.
Boston Bruins.
Yes.
Oh, okay. See? Pretty good guess. They're already fighting.
It was like 3 seconds into the game.
I don't even think the puck dropped yet.
Lots of slamming against the boards.
They just scored on us.
I know. Oh, another fight. Here we go. God, they hate each other. These two teams hate each other.
The Bruins currently have a power play. What do you think a power play is?
Maybe when they could be closer to the net and they can, like, you know, they have like a power over them. So maybe they have one more player or they're closer to the net. So it's a power play.
All right. What was your biggest takeaway from the first period?
The detail on the goalies' helmets are just incredible.
Okay. You ready for period two?
Sure. I'm already over this. Wow. He scored from so far away. Oh, Matthews doesn't. He's upset. Yeah. Boston Bruins scored. And it's that guy that's like cute. The goalies, I'm sure they must need therapy. They must go, you know.
If you were the coach, what would you say to the team right now? To
close your legs. Oh my God. Oh my God. 4-0 Boston. I mean, we should just go home right now. Oh my God, we scored, but nobody cheered. Nobody did anything. Like, it was so, like, I'm like, silence. Like, why is there no noise? Oh my God, I don't know. But you know what? We need to stop blaming the players. It's 5-1. We're not winning this. And you know what? I don't think it's the players' fault. You know who I think it is?
Who, Matthew?
The coach.
What? We put our goalie back in. There's 1 minute left.
Great, I don't give a anymore.
Last minute of play.
We already know. You don't have to be a psychic.
Game's over.
5-1 Boston. So what does this mean now? We have to play another game?
We go to game two. What is your takeaway?
Our takeaway is we are not winning a Stanley Cup this season.
Oh!
That man's wearing a gold necklace while playing hockey.
Okay, good game.
It wasn't a good game.
No, you're supposed to just say good game.
Oh, okay.
Good game.
Thank you. Bye.
That's the Dammits watching game one. Leafs Bruins on Saturday night. Oh, my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
But the clock is draining on the Bruins. A couple of seconds left. Here's one last McAvoy shot. The Leafs have won game two.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. You watched the game last night?
I'll just check the score on Twitter.
What do you mean? Oh, you didn't want to jinx it?
No, the girls were watching something and...
What? Something on Netflix that you can watch on demand anytime?
Yeah, it was fine. And then we got into an argument because there was 15 minutes left in the third. And
the game was still tied?
And Ross was going to bed. And then I said, I'm going to watch the last 15 minutes of the game on the television. And I said, I've already missed the first 45 minutes of the game. Now I'm going to watch the last 15 minutes. And then I got into an argument with them because they were like, well, it's not 45 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, but it's three periods. It's 60 minutes. And they're like, yeah, but you don't count a game in 60 minutes. It's been on since 7 and it's like 9 now. So it's like 2 hours. And I'm like, I know, but all I'm saying is that there's 15 minutes left and I missed the first 45 minutes of the game.
Of gameplay. Yeah.
Thank you. Uh-huh. And then it turned into a whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm kind of on their side though.
Oh. Can't you just be cool?
Right? I'm very cool.
No.
I'm on their side with this.
I don't need you to pick sides in moments like this. I just need you to be supportive.
It's a great thing, though, that you missed the first two and a half hours of the game.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
to get you caught up on everything that went down between Thank the Leafs you. And Bruins last
this
night.
This is why I rely on this.
Dammit Morey and his husband, Dammit Matthew, a.k.a. the Dammits, were watching the game and gave their reaction, some of their commentary during game two.
Matthew, hurry up. You're missing game two.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tell me what you see.
What I see all the time, every fucking single time. Hockey players on the ice. 0-0. I just don't like investing all my time and we know we're not going to win.
Oh, damn.
And of course, first goal, Boston. Surprised. Kel Surprise. Oh, and the coach is yelling. Oh, the coach. Like, why doesn't he get his ass on the fucking ice then? Okay, there's a guy on the other team that is so hot. I don't know what is his name, but like, he's like fire emojis. Oh my God. Did we just score? 1-1. That is what I'm talking about. Well, okay, now we're playing. I like how we came back really quickly and like, you know. Oh, shocker. Another goal against us. Boston Bruins is a hard team to beat.
What is a Bruin?
I don't know. I thought it was a penguin. That was a f***ing chance to score. I'm pretty sure their jerseys are bedazzled, like Swarovski crystals or something.
Of course.
Oh my God, we scored right away. 2-2. Now it's a tied game.
But hang on, that goal's under review.
What? Oh my God, don't tell me they're taking this back. They're reviewing it with an iPad. You know, I hate when they chew on their guard. Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, he knocked it in. Oh, it doesn't count because it's like, it wasn't on the ice, right? Like, he knocked it in like baseball.
Taking the goal back.
Are you f***ing That's rigged. That is Isn't it get it in any way you get it?
Oh,
I feel like now violence is going to ensue. Oh, my God, we got it. Tavares. Look at all those bleakage. We scored again. We're doing good tonight.
Austin Matthews.
Matthews.
His 70th goal.
Wow. But in how many years?
This year.
What? 70 goals in 1 year?
Yeah.
Not seen a lot of them in the playoffs.
5 seconds.
Oh my God. Anything can happen in 5 seconds.
Maple Leafs win.
Yay. Okay. Awesome.
Are you excited to commentate on game three?
I don't know if I can keep doing this. I mean, I hope we win. Oh, look at Boston. They're so upset.
You should send that last part to them.
Oh, my God.
Who's the guy that Matthew thinks is super hot, Marty?
We don't know his name. They never show the back of him.
Oh,
thank God.
Game three tomorrow night at 7.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, what a heartbreaker last night.
And the Bruins outscore the Leafs 3-1 in the third and take a 2-1 series lead with a 4-2 victory. And Jeremy Swayman has another win against Toronto.
Ah, and it was at home and everything. The bars all downtown were filled and with fans. Maple Leaf Square was filled with fans. Just like the electricity in the city. It was crazy. And yeah. then the end of the game, that was it.
It's not good.
Next game's on Friday.
Boston's all pissed off too. Because
why are they pissed? They won.
Well, because they are actually spending, because they're supposed to be the team that has home ice advantage, but they're actually spending more time in Toronto than Toronto is spending in Boston because it was a Wednesday night game and then they're here for 2 full days before Saturday night's game.
Yeah.
So they're pissed off because they're in the city for too long.
There's lots to do.
Yeah.
It's not that, what do you mean? They're just pissed off.
All right.
You're supposed to be at home. Right? When you get home ice advantage.
So then fly home.
Okay. I don't know,
and then
man.
Come back.
Okay. Okay.
Stop crying.
Listen. Okay. Jesus.
Dammit Morey out in the streets last night to talk to Leaf fans after that horrible loss.
Game's over. Game's over. Leafs lost. Instant thoughts.
It's terrible, man. Like, I thought we started off pretty well. We were all over them, but then slowly we gave up. That goal 14 seconds after Bertuzzi was just heartbreaking. I'm not going to lie.
Do you still believe?
I still have belief. You know, the boys. They fought hard this game. It's just some unlucky bounces. I think they got it. Next game, they got to come out hard. I think we got it.
You're a dad. You came to Maple Leaf Square with your two kids. that outcome, your instant thoughts?
It's disappointing. You know, I thought we had it out there.
This guy really sounds sad.
The boys gave a good effort for sure, but you got to win on the scoreboard for sure.
You're wearing a Boston jersey, Maple Leaf Square. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. As you can see, we just won the game, and so it's going to be a good night.
What would you say to Boston going into game four?
Be prepared, you know? We're going to come back strong.
Uh-huh. What would you have done differently?
Won the game.
Well, yeah.
That was a roller coaster of emotions, not going to lie, but it didn't end well for us, so it's even more sad.
Do you still believe?
Of course. Leafs in six.
What would you say to Boston going into game four?
We don't like you. Maybe, like, stop diving.
Oh. The Leafs need to get their shit together. And they need to dial it in, and they need to get more shots on the net. Uh-huh. So they really just need to dial it in, and you know, it's simple as that.
Okay. Your message to Boston going into game four.
Look out, boys. We're coming for you. Boston, go f*** yourself.
The Bees are much better than their younger brother, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Your message to Boston going into game four.
Keep doing Boston. We haven't done wrong since.
Oh, wait, you're a Boston fan?
Yeah, sir.
Oh, you're not wearing anything Boston.
Well, you know, I don't have to wear anything. Our play on the ice speaks for it. These Leafs can pretend like they're good, but they haven't won a game against us. It matters for a very long time.
Okay, your message to Toronto going into game four.
Don't get your hopes up.
What do you want to say to Boston going into game four?
Don't play dirty.
That is solid advice.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Tixiana, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Tixiana, been a long time fan of the Roz and Mocha Show. We love you. We appreciate you. You reach out all the time. We've talked to you a bunch on the show. You are like one of our biggest super fans.
Yeah, I grew up with you guys, and I still get nervous talking to you like the very first time. So,
Oh, girl.
Yeah, it's true.
Tixiana, you were one of the super fans that got a preview of episode 2 of The History of Roz and Mocha, which drops tonight at midnight. Out of the gate, without giving too many spoilers away, what were your feelings about it? What can you tell other fans about it?
It was an incredible episode. Got to know a lot that you guys kind of gave hints throughout the years of how, like, you guys got started and how Mocha always said no first.
Yeah.
And how he changed his mind. And honestly, one of the first thoughts I had listening to it was, bless Catherine for telling you to go for it.
Oh, yeah. You'll get the full story in episode 2.
So episode 2 is a couple of things that I'm sure that you picked up on. But this is the sort of like the us building the show is episode 2. And it's pretty much the entire episode, because there was a lot of stuff that needed to be done before we could actually do our first show. And one thing that I will say to fans, because of the incredible archives we have, like, so much of that very, very first Roz and Mocha show ever is in this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, the first time we opened the mics and did a show together, like, so much of that very first show.
August 31st, 2009.
Yeah, is in this episode. Yeah. What did you think, Tixiana, of hearing, going back and listening to those clips from the very first show?
Oh, you sound like babies. You sound like not, like, fine as you do now. Like, you guys are perfect now. Back then, you sounded really fun. Obviously, you caught my ear.
Yeah.
And I stayed with you guys. But it's incredible to hear it back and be like, wow, they sound so different.
You mentioned, you know, that throughout the years listening to the show that you kind of picked up on some of the backstory of how Roz and I got together for the show. Is there anything in episode 2, History of Roz and Mocha, anything in that episode that truly surprised you? Maybe you learned something?
I never thought about competing company that wanted Roz. I was just like, oh yeah, he's ET Canada and KISS. But just learning how it was difficult to, like, come up with that contract with both full-time jobs, and then kind of doubting that you could do it, because you work incredible hours that not every regular human could do it.
Yeah.
So that was I knew that part, but I didn't know, like, how it got to it.
Oh, the extent of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty detailed run. But and again, like, much like episode 1, like, everybody who was a part of all of that is in this episode. Like the old bosses that I had at ET Canada, you know, my lawyer, our old boss, Julie, is all over this episode as well. Yeah. And we've always told the story of how, you know, when we pitched this to Mocha at first that he had said no. But the one thing that we've never gotten into on the radio anyway is why Mocha said no. And more importantly, why he came around. We've never really talked about that. And that's what you find out in this episode. So that's a big question that does get answered in episode two of the History of Raza Mocha.
Yes. Yeah. Because I also always wonder why the no first, because it was just a, like, I don't know, in my opinion, it's just a big opportunity. Obviously paid out.
Yeah.
But it really, both episodes so far have been fantastic. Just all the background that we get to know about you guys.
Tixiana, we love you. Glad that you enjoyed episode two. Everyone listening right now, The History of Raza Mocha, episode two on Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcast from at midnight. Thanks, Tixiana. Yes, love you. Thing. Oh, yeah, go for it.
It was actually a really nice thing because it was my birthday yesterday. So when I got the call, I was like,
happy birthday, Tixiana.
That's great.
Girl, we love you. You have a good day, okay?
I love you too. Okay, you too, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Jen, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show, Jen. Long time Roz and Mocha listener, long time Roz and Mocha fan. We've talked to you a bunch. We met you a whole bunch of times. How's life? How's everything?
Everything is fantastic. And honestly, I'm so glad to be here with you guys right now. I was just so honored to be asked to get an advanced listen of episode two of the podcast.
Oh, yes. The History of Raza Mocha. Available for everyone as of midnight, anywhere you get your podcast from. And yes, Jen, you were selected as one of the people to get the episode early.
I mean, I've been listening. I remember that first show.
Yeah.
Thinking, who the hell are these guys?
Wait, who the hell are these guys, in a bad way? Or like, who the hell are these guys? They're so cool. I'm going to keep listening.
Honestly, at first, kind of in a bad way.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because
one thing that we'll tell everyone listening right now, one thing that you'll get in episode two that comes out at midnight, The History of Raza Mocha, is that we actually have a ton of audio from that very, very first show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was the scary thing, is I remember, because at that time, my husband was actually getting cancer treatments.
Right.
And you guys were like my escape. I had that time because I had to sit on the gardener anyways to get him to Princess Margaret. And that was like our time to like laugh and be silly and just go, look what these guys are doing now.
Right.
And to hear it all again, that brought back so many memories for me as such a longtime listener. But any fan of your show is going to want to listen to this one.
Yeah.
Because Mocha's story, Mocha.
What? What?
I know
what?
People are going to be pissed at you.
What?
Pissed.
No. It's all good. It worked out though, right?
Yeah, it all
I guess also for, you know, for people who may have just joined the show recently, right? Like this tells a great story from kind of beginning to end of that era of building the show, right?
Exactly. And Roz, also, I know Catherine wasn't your wife then, but it's just something my mom used to always say is the wife always knows.
Don't say that on the show.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I mean, I know you're right. Right? But,
I mean, technically, she's only been a wife officially.
Well, you can say it. I'm not saying that.
But, right? 8 months?
Okay. Yeah,
but listening to it from Catherine's point of view and the decision that you had to make.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, you like anybody that hasn't listened, you guys have to listen. I don't care if you have to stay up.
Yep.
This is the episode you want to hear because I was just so blown away by things. And I mean, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. You know, I stalk you everywhere.
Yep.
I feel like I learned more about you just from this one episode. And I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I can't wait for people to listen to hear this one. This is the episode that focuses, if you're just joining us, episode 2 of the History of Roz and Mocha drops tonight at midnight. This is one full episode of just building this show. And we all have heard the stories of how Mocha said no, and then he came around. But, you know, what we've never really got into on the radio is the reasons why he said no. And more importantly, the reason why he eventually came around. And that, I think, is the most important part of this episode. And it's all in there, and fans are going to love it.
Absolutely. And as a huge, not just a huge Roz and Mocha fan, but also just a huge radio fan for as many years as I have been,
yeah.
Even if you're not a big fan of Roz and Mocha, I mean, what's wrong with you? But anyways, you're going to want to listen to this because it's really fascinating to hear from a radio perspective of how you built a show up and just, they let you go with it.
It's true. That's true. There's a lot of, there was a lot of disbelief in this episode. That is for sure. Thank you so much.
Your support over the years, your family support over the years means so much to us. And we're thrilled that you had a chance to listen to this episode, that you're enjoying the docuseries, because this really is for people like you.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. And honestly, you know, listening back, remembering all of the hard times that I had in my life, mm-hmm. but then how, even when I was crying, you guys always made me smile.
Oh. And even though you hated us in the beginning, huh?
Yeah. It was only the first episode.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Honestly, I was a radio snob. I was like, where's Matt Dog and Billy?
I gotcha.
All right, Jen, we love you. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Michael, are you there, Michael?
Yes, I'm there, Mocha.
What's going on? So you listened to episode 2 of The History of Roz and Mocha, right when the episode came out at midnight, and you basically live texted your reaction.
Oh, really?
While listening to the entire episode. So at 12:01 a.m. is when you sent in your first text, followed up at 12:06, 12:09, 12:13, 12:14, 12:18, 12:20. Wow. Like at 12:20 and 15 seconds, you reacted to something. And then at 12:20 and 47 seconds, you reacted to something else. And you basically texted us like the entire episode right up until 1:08 and 44 seconds this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't think you guys would call me.
Oh, dude. Well, of course we had to. You texted us 41 times, bro. So, overall thoughts. I mean, I can read all your messages right now, but like, what did you think of episode 2? By the way, episode 2, it's out there.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple, The History of Roz and Mocha, anywhere you get your podcast from. But the title of that episode is He Said No. This, by the way, is the episode where we talk about the formation of the Roz and Mocha show, Roz getting the position here at KISS first to do the morning show, and me getting offered a job at KISS, but to do a different shift, and then being asked to team up with Roz for the morning show, and I said no.
Well, holy S. That was probably the first thing I said. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was dumbfounded.
And I was crushed.
She sounded thrilled and happy and like delivering some exciting news. And in my mind, I was like, no.
Like, I mean, I was devastated.
Yeah. I know. I heard this story a few times here and there. And I heard some parts of the podcast as well from Roz's memoir, mm-hmm. but it was interesting to see like all the details, all of the people who were involved. Like, for example, I mean, I know this is going to be a spoiler, so please Mocha bleep it if you have to, but didn't know there was a third person when you guys met for the first time.
Oh, but that's not a big spoiler. That was the music director for Kiss at the time. And like he and I were friends from years and years ago.
Myself, Roz, and Mocha got together right before the show started. We went out to dinner. For the life of me, I can't remember what we all talked about or like if there anyone was like presenting like who's going to be this role. I think they're both really defined and who they were as people. And they're like, obviously, both of them are instantly likable.
Yeah, they thought that we needed some sort of buffer, right? Like some sort of like, not, I don't want to say referee, but like somebody who, if things got weird or started to not go well, would sort of be able to right the ship in that moment.
Yeah, and whenever you guys used to talk about that meeting, I know I've heard it before where you said we only talked about the show for 5 minutes. What I didn't realize was you guys hit it off and you were laughing the entire time. And it was just instant friends. Mm-hmm. And then you came in and you were both focused on what was required of yourselves going into it. You knew how much was on the line. Mm-hmm. And you both like instinctually understood that and instinctually approached it the same way. Going right into that first show, having only talked to each other in that capacity, in that one meeting at the restaurant before that point. That was incredibly interesting.
Yeah, it was. And in life, it's interesting. It's one of the most interesting things that I've ever been involved in, which was, you know, Mocha and I got together that one time, had drinks and dinner, and then we said goodnight after that meeting and did not see each other or really talk to each other for 2 weeks until that very first day we came in to do the show.
And you know what's funny, Michael, is the fact that this doesn't exist. Like this situation that took place between Roz and I does not exist anywhere.
And it will never.
Radio shows, when they get put together, right? If they haven't worked together before, they spend weeks, maybe even months doing like practice shows.
Yeah.
In studios at the radio station. Like they do a full show together that never makes it on the radio, or they will spend time with each other outside of the radio station, getting to know one another, likes, dislikes, stuff like that. Almost like dating, right? And that just did not exist in the relationship that Roz and I had at the time.
Yeah, and there was so much at stake for that not to be done because it was a brand new radio station and a brand new radio show with no audience.
Zero.
Yeah. Terrible business decision, right? Like when you look back at the whole thing and you think about the way everything played out and the amount of money that was at stake just for the radio station alone.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, it's a stupid idea.
I know. And it's sort of self-owning a little bit too in the doc because like the show is massive now. But like to go, but like they really hammer over and over and over again how we had no audience.
Yeah. Literally zero. We get it. We heard you the first time.
and the other thing that really warmed my heart was going into that first show, hearing what was going on in your head, Roz, hearing what was going on in your head, Mocha. And it was like, Roz was like, I did not want to let Mocha down. Mm-hmm. I didn't want him to think that he made the wrong choice, abandoning the other offer to go for this one. Mm-hmm. And Mocha, you were like, I don't want to let the radio station down, right? Because this is your dream. It was interesting to put your headspace into the docuseries and really bring us back to that first show and with all the audio and your sister calling in. Like it was great. God,
it's so great. It's so great. Hey, listen, man, thank you so much. You did exactly what we had hoped people would do when this thing came out. And I can't thank you enough. All your texts were incredible. Thanks for staying up late and listening to the episode as soon as it dropped.
I knew that it would be worth staying up late for. And I hope my phone has held during this whole
time. You were great, man.
Ah, buddy. We appreciate you. We love you. This show's for you. This docuseries is for you. And can't wait to hear what you think of episodes 3 through 6, I guess, is what we got coming up.
Yeah. I can't wait to listen to them. I don't know if I'll be able to stay late again, but I'll try.
No That's problem, okay. Dude. We no appreciate
problem. No problem.
Every second that you spend with the show.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys, too.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
have a great day.
You
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Tried to watch Footloose with my kid last night.
The original one?
Yeah, the original one. And I just found it on one of the streamers. And hit play. She's actually quite enjoying it.
Really?
yeah. But it's...
I know the movie, never saw it, though.
Yeah, Catherine never saw it either. And she assumed she had. And then she started watching it. She's like, I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Mm. I know Kevin Bacon dancing in a...
warehouse.
Oh, I was going to say barn.
Yeah, warehouse.
Okay, in a warehouse.
Yeah, and then you realize that...
I think it's a barn.
No, it was a big, giant warehouse.
Isn't the warehouse the one with the girl that then she dumps all the water on herself?
No, that is on stage in a different movie called Flashdance.
But wasn't there a scene? I've never seen that movie either.
You never saw Flashdance?
Never.
Flashdance is a weird one to watch.
Wasn't there a scene where she is dancing like in a warehouse?
Who?
The gal that dances.
No, that's Kevin. That's Kevin dancing in a warehouse. Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Dancing in a warehouse. Now, the interesting thing is that Catherine pointed out to me is that the female lead in the movie who plays this girl, Ariel, and then there's Kevin Bacon who plays this boy named Ren, they have identical bodies in the movie.
What?
Yeah, they do. They both have like a slim lady's build.
Okay.
Right?
Does Kevin Bacon have boobs?
No.
Oh.
But really, neither does she.
Okay.
It's not like what I mean is like that when you look at them, like there's one scene where they're sort of like holding hands or whatever, standing behind each other. And you're like, wow, they really have the identical body. Uh-huh. Like they have very, very similar bodies. So I understand if you've only seen the clips of Kevin Bacon doing the flips through the warehouse.
Yeah.
Maybe you would think that that was a woman because he is wearing gray sweats. Also, gray sweats, as we know, very popular in the 80s. Also, that is the cover of what the girl wears in Flashdance.
Okay.
So there's a lot of gray sweats and dancing going on.
Okay.
So I understand how you would confuse Footloose and Flashdance.
Okay.
But we did not watch Flashdance because that is about a very young girl who works at a burlesque bar who starts dating her very older boss. And we're supposed to think that that was romantic. But back in the 80s, everybody did. They were rooting for them. And he's totally
dancing,
sexually
right?
harassing her all day, every day at
dirty
work.
Dancing. Wasn't,
threatening that he's going to fire her.
Wasn't Baby 16 years old in Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
And Swayze was like in his 20s?
Well, I mean, in life or in the movie?
In the movie.
Yeah, he was in his 20s. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But we were all rooting for it, right?
That happened all the time back then. Like even the Sound of Music, they were 16.
The Sound of Music?
What? Never seen
but
it.
They were both 16.
They even sang about, I am
but
15
they were
going
both
on 16.
The difference here is that when you look at Flashdance or Footloose. Or no, what was the other movie you just said?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. The age disparity is like incredible. Mm-hmm. But when you watch like those movies now, it's, the music's good and stuff like this, I guess, right? It's fine.
So
it's nostalgia.
What did Roxy think of Footloose?
You're wearing the Footloose sweater today, I just noticed.
Am I?
You're wearing the gray sweats.
Oh, shoot. All right.
And he's wearing a gray sweatshirt, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm not wearing sweatpants.
No, you're wearing a gray sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You're wearing the Ren McCormick from Footloose sweatshirt before he pulls it off and does the shimmy and then throws it against the wall.
Well, I ain't doing that for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on, Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, Sarah, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
How's it going today?
It's okay. How are you guys?
Good. Understand that you are very stressed out. Why?
Oh, will family ties unravel my mother's legacy?
Oh, wow. You were assist, Sarah. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. 10 years ago, my mom and I launched a successful fundraiser inspired by a special trip we shared. It grew into an annual event registered under her name after she incorporated it. When she passed away in 2017, I took over as president. Now, despite our milestone 10th year anniversary in 2019, the COVID pandemic halted our events. Unfortunately, my dad's lack of respect for my role as president has made running the foundation challenging. With blurred lines and constant boundary issues, I find myself considering closing the foundation as much as I feel guilty for potentially ending my mother's legacy. I lack the time, energy, and passion to continue amidst the added stress. How do I forgive myself for closing down my mom's foundation?
Do you have help with any of this? Like, is there staff?
Well, no, we don't have staff. It's a very small grassroots organization in a small community outside of the city.
Yeah.
But I do have a board of directors. A lot of the people that helped with the events were my mom's friends. So my mom was very good at convincing. You know, my mom is a very prominent member in the community, so people would help out. We had people help run our events. But, you know, they were my mom's friends, not mine. You know, it's just to motivate people. It's just been really difficult. And I have three kids. I just had a new baby.
So it's just, there's a lot on my plate.
I think that one thing that you need is maybe a little bit of perspective, which is, don't look at this as your mom's legacy that you need to somehow carry on. Okay. You're your mom's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh.
And I think that you have to look at this foundation that she started, not as a foundation with a board of directors that has an agenda and all these sort of future plans. Look at the foundation as something that your mom started so she could do it with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's where the guilt comes from, is like, cause it's, you know, I went through this whole process when she passed away, and now it's like closing this is like another.
But you're
layer
not,
of grief.
I don't think that you are in any way ruining your mom's legacy. I think that, you know, I think that you are everything that she would need to be proud for eternity. And I think that this was something that you guys did together, and it brought you closer, and it was a time in adult life to spend time with your mom, which is really difficult to do when you got your own life and kids and everything else. And that's what it was. It was something for you guys to do together. And and when this started out, if it was something for you guys to do together, you shouldn't feel bad about shutting it down now that she's not around.
Okay.
Yeah. Celebrate the work that you've been able to accomplish in the past 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, celebrate those wins. Celebrate the time that you shared together and the difference that you've already made in the world and to so many lives. Flip it. Look at the positive.
My dad's wanting to take it over, and where I'm struggling is, you know, this is, like you said, this is the thing we did. It was our thing. We started it together, and to have him take it over just doesn't, it's either like I do it or we don't do it at all.
So why don't you want your dad running it?
Well,
is there no relationship?
It's not as strong as my mother's, the relationship between my mom and I, but then my dad also has some,
he's not fit to run the business.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't make some sound decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's been more self-centered, and they're not like community centered or community based.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has helped out with running some fundraisers, but then like he would contact the paper to make sure that that information was in the newspaper. Like, everything has to be like, you know, very, very grand, whereas we did a lot of quiet things. And
I think that right now, don't worry about your mom's legacy. That like, I think that you're holding on to that, but I think that what you're avoiding is having a very difficult conversation with your father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I knew you were going to say that, because you say that all the time, like adult people should have adult conversations, but I'm like, I don't want to have that conversation with him.
Yeah.
I'd rather just kind of walk away.
But if you walk away, can he just pick it up and do everything his way?
Not really, because if I close it, then I'd have to close it with CRA. We'd have to like have this whole process with the lawyers and everything.
So you are in control.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just know that then you are in control of the whole thing.
Yeah. So again, just if you don't even want to have this conversation with your dad, because that is some sort of strained relationship and it's not going to make anything better and it's never going to end with him running the foundation, then just shut it down. Then just shut it down.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Sarah.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Love.
All right. All the best.
All right, guys. Take care.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Liz, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So, FML time, why are you here?
I'm here because I did something and my family has no idea.
Okay, so Liz, you wrote us this. Oh, man. You say, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I've been with the guy who I believe is the love of my life for almost 8 years now. We secretly got married. My family has no clue, but his family does.
Oh.
My family does not approve whatsoever. His family absolutely love me. Need advice on options. Fix my life. How do I tell my family without giving them a heart attack?
So your family has no idea that you even dated this guy? Or did they think that you dated, they didn't approve, and then you broke it off?
They know we dated.
Yeah.
And due to them disapproving, we broke up a couple times. So every time we broke up, I told them, oh yeah, we broke up, and then we would get back together, and they would just have no idea.
So okay. why do they disapprove?
Multiple reasons. So they think, firstly, because he was brought up in a Muslim household, even though he doesn't believe in Islam. So they're kind of against that because I'm Christian. Mm-hmm. And then they think he can't support me financially, which definitely he can. I know that. And then it's just the whole, like they're just, I don't know what else it is. It's just like, they just disapprove 100%. And I'm like, okay, but what if I love this guy? What if I'm happy? They're like, oh, well, that doesn't matter.
So do they think that, yes, you are together, they just don't know you're married?
No, they don't know we're together.
They don't even know you're together. Damn. At this point.
And okay. Where do you live? Where do you each live?
I live with him now.
Okay. So they know that you live with him?
No,
they don't.
Oh, they don't?
Everything's a secret.
Okay.
And so when is the last time they thought you were with him? Like, how long have they thought that he's been out of your life now?
Couple months,
okay.
I think.
Okay. And how long, when did you guys get married?
January.
And was it a big wedding or just like a small ceremony?
No, just a small ceremony.
Okay. And so you're worried what? Like if you tell your parents, hey, we actually got married, what are you afraid of?
Oh, my dad will definitely have a heart attack.
But what happens after that though? Like, is he never going to talk to you again? Is he going to say, I don't care that you're married, never bring him home? Like what are you afraid of?
Oh no, he's definitely going to disown me.
Oh, he is.
He said that before when I was dating him.
Yeah.
And he said it multiple times that he's just going to disown me, or like he gets super angry at me and they kick me out type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you want to tell them even? Like right now, do you have a relationship with them? Like, do you see them? Do you talk to them?
Yeah.
Your parents? Yeah.
I think my relationship with them is better now because they think he's out of my life.
Well, your relationship is better now because you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you don't, you can't continue the lie forever, right? Like it's just not, it's not mm-hmm. feasible and it's not fair.
Like Liz, I don't know if you guys are planning on starting a family or anything, but what happens if you get to that point and you become pregnant?
Oh, that was, that actually came up. I was like, if we get pregnant, I might just tell them after I have a baby bump. Okay, you're like,
stop lying. Okay,
wow.
Stop.
You can't compound the lies.
You're building this like thing where you're just lying and lying and lying and lying.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want to say it's selfish reasons because your parents are being quite irrational. But it's selfish in the sense that you are trying to put people in a position of where they don't have to be themselves, okay? And you want to be you and in love, and you want you and your husband to be in love and maybe start a family, but you still want the support and everything else of your parents. And so you're living two separate lives, and that's not sustainable. And I think that what you need to do is understand what the outcome may be, because you already have that in your head. Maybe your parents surprise you. Maybe getting married was the thing where they're like, oh, you know what? Actually, okay, you know, maybe she's serious about this. But you have to tell them. Now, I wouldn't sort of then fight to get them to approve. I would tell them and say, hey, listen, I know what your reaction is. I've always known what your reaction is going to be. That's why I didn't tell you. And then if they want to reach out to you, they can reach out to you. And then maybe your mom reaches out, and then maybe your mom eventually gets your dad on side, all this other stuff. But it's not going to go the way you have it in your head of where you're going to be able to sustain this. You can't.
I feel like that's what's going to happen is like, I'm going to tell them they're going to cut me off. And then a couple years down the road, they might just be like, okay, you know what? It's time to call her.
Yeah. Then if that's maybe what happens, that's what happens.
Do you have any siblings, Liz?
Yeah, I have two siblings.
Do they know?
No.
Damn, your siblings don't even know.
Yeah, right. So you tell them, and then you know, let them know, hey, listen, my door is open, my phone is always on. I know you guys are not happy with this, and you've made it perfectly clear, but this is my life. I love the guy, and I want to start a family with him, and this is my future. And I'm not going to let you ruin that for me. So I don't want your sort of toxic attitudes around, you know, me and something great that I'm trying to build. But if you ever are interested in being a part of this thing that we have, we'd love it. It'd be great. So just reach out when you're ready and just leave it at that.
Okay. I'll try.
There you go, Liz.
Okay. But you have to ask me the question, the main question.
Oh, okay. Is that why you wanted to be on FML? So we could ask you the question?
No, I would have called any other day to get that.
Oh, okay. Between Roz and Mocha, Liz, who is your favorite?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for 12 years, so Roz.
cool.
Not convincing at all.
Not at all.
All right, Liz, love you. All the best.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Yo, Monica, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Mocha. How are you?
Doing great. You sleepy or what?
Well, to be honest, I set my alarm for 12, and then I realized I set it for PM, not AM.
The old AM, PM.
So Monica texted in because, so I want to know, did you listen to episode 2 of The History of Roz and Mocha?
Sure did. I ended up waking up at 4 in the morning and realized, oh my God, my alarm didn't go off. So I got up, listened to it. It was amazing. I'm like so thankful that you said yes. I also think it's so amazing that your sister was your first caller. That was awesome.
Yeah, crazy, right?
The one you didn't even want bored.
Yeah. I forgot that was on episode 1.
And episode 2. She's your first caller, your big hype girl.
Laura, shouldn't you be sleeping?
Well, I was excited for your show.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. I was so excited to listen to you both this morning. Even my mom and dad are awake right now listening.
Really?
They're all so excited. So I think you can say that we are your fans.
Laura, you know you're the very first caller for the Roz and Mocha show?
Oh, that's even more exciting.
Listening back to all that, everything from the very first show that that Mocha and I did, it's really incredible. Like, it's really, really incredible. And there's so much of that in the episode for fans. Because I know that even fans who have been, like, with us for 10 years still would have no memory of that first show or that sort of first round of shows that we did. And there's a lot of it in this episode. And I think it's really great for fans. Really, really great for fans.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. And I got to tell you guys one thing quickly. I have to say, you guys have the most amazing women in your life. Mm-hmm. Listen to episode 2, Roz, talking with your producer from ET Canada.
Tomorrow.
And then, I can't remember her name now, in my mind, but of KISS. And then, you know, the two of them talking, then your lawyer saying this has never been done. That's amazing. But I'm like, this is because women were involved. No offense to you men, but they worked together to make sure that you got to do what you wanted. Both companies worked together for you. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that you had women in your life. Your wife, now wife, Catherine, pushing you for this. Mocha, I know you have a supportive family, your sisters, your mom, all women pushing behind you guys. And I think it's amazing. We got two amazing men who, the women in their life, I think, helps you guys along the way a lot. And not saying that you guys didn't return the favor, but it's just, honestly, listening to it, it's amazing. Like, it's just, I thought I've heard everything. I've listened to the podcast 5 times over now. Mm-hmm. And this is now this. It's just like, I'm learning so much more that I didn't think there was to know about you guys. But there is so much to know. It's honestly, it's worth getting up. It's worth being tired in the morning for it because you got to hear it right when it comes out.
And I think touched on something really interesting, which is I realized this when I was actually writing the book, which is that the amount of women that have been my boss or have given me incredible chances and opportunity is outstanding. Like I went a very long time before I even had a boss that was a man. I had worked for women the vast majority of my career, where I've been given the sort of, you know, most opportunity and the biggest shots. And it was really great to hear all of them kind of get their props in this episode for sure.
So with Julie, you hear in the episode, like I consider her my mentor, right?
Yeah.
To hear her perspective, because we never sat down for as long as I've known Julie. We had never sat down and talked about the stuff that we talk about in episode 2 of The History of Roz and Mocha.
No.
And like putting the show together, me saying no multiple times, and just hearing her side of things. Like, I learned so much from that episode just by hearing Julie's side of things, her perspective.
Yeah.
In hindsight, again, knowing Mocha the way I know him, he knew what he wanted to do. He really wanted afternoons. He really wanted to work, you know, in programming and in music. So, you know, on reflection, it wasn't completely odd. He got the gig that he wanted and he was raring to go and excited about that.
He was the only person that I could see myself doing the show with.
We weren't ready to go back to anyone else. Roz was so fired up about working with Mocha. And obviously I love Mocha because I'd already hired him. So I was happy you know, and thrilled to put him in mourning.
Oh, that's amazing, guys. No, honestly, it's what you guys do now and have been doing for almost 15 years now. It's just, honestly, it's amazing. But listening to how it all came together and the other people in your life, that, you know, it's just nice to hear it all. So I'm thankful you guys are putting them out. Again, I don't know if Disney owns the rights and that's why it's out weekly versus all at once. But hey, okay. I don't mind waiting.
All right. Then make sure when you set your alarm for episode 3 next Wednesday at midnight that it's it's 12 a.m., okay?
Except for a.m., don't you worry. Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate talking to you guys. You always make everyone's day.
We love you so much. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome finally to the Roz and Mocha Studios. Usually our interactions are either over Zoom or on the phone, but for the first time, Classified is in the building!
Yes. Finally get to come here and meet face to face. Here we go.
Yes, Classified. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Good. Just flew in yesterday, so good to stop by and finally do this face to face.
We're gearing up. We'll talk about this in a second, but the new album is called Luke's View. That comes out tomorrow. How long has this process been in the works for you?
This album started on my birthday about 3 years ago.
So, 3 years.
You know, middle of the pandemic, wasn't planning to make an album, just starting to have a lot more things to write about, you know, just seeing what's going on in the world and just started writing, and eventually one song turned into 11 and started rolling the mode a couple months ago.
During that time, like, we had talked to you a couple of times and you had already released other projects.
I had my acoustic project. I think that was the last time I was talking to you guys. So yeah, we did a whole tour of that right after the pandemic was over. So I guess it was like 2022.
Yeah.
But while we were doing that, I was
But then there was also the EP that came out.
That was 2020. That was 4 years ago. Jesus.
Wow, dude, I still listen to that album.
But good news, yeah, like that was... good news came out a week before the pandemic.
Yes.
A lot of people did get inspired during the pandemic. We know that, right? But with something like this, there was a feeling that a lot of people had, right? Which was a lot of people were scared. There was a lot of despair. There was a lot of isolation. Mm-hmm. But working on a project that lasted from that point to sort of when we all came out of it, did you find that your writing got more optimistic as like the world got more optimistic?
Yeah, I found it was back and forth. But yeah,
you did,
Well, for the first few months, I didn't go to the studio. Like, my studio is in my house.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kids were off school, so we're homeschooling. I was the gym teacher doing all this stuff. So I was just like, this can't last very long. Maybe a month. So I just stayed out of the studio, kind of just waited it out, and just slowly waking up every day with no purpose was weird to me. Like, I just always would go to the studio, do things, you know, but kind of just waking up going, I'm waiting for this thing to get over. And after a month, 2 months, 3 months, it was just like, oh, I got to do something. Like, I need to have purpose for my day to wake up. And, you know, something I love to do and still find that purpose with is music. So obviously went right back to the studio. And as soon as I got in there and worked on, you know, one day for 2 hours, it was like,
there we go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my comfort. That's what I've had for 25 years. And to lose that, it was eye-opening.
In listening to the way tracks are coming out now, from you specifically, Classified. Mm-hmm. New album, by the way, Luke's View, is out tomorrow. The subject matter has changed over the years. And always. I would say in the past like 4 years, you're very much into, you mentioned purpose. And like you rap a lot about like your family and friends and friendships and relationships with just with people and keeping that bond.
Yeah.
Is there a moment in your life that changed that made you want to kind of focus on the more personal stuff? Like, I know you had always rapped and wrote about personal things.
Yeah, but I feel like different. I got more comfortable with it. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know if there was a specific point, but just, I think just getting older, and I think we can all attest to this, of more comfortable with yourself. You know, before I used to have a little bit of a wall up of like, I don't know if I want to put that in a song. I don't know if I want to talk about this. It might be too personal. Mm-hmm. But now I find that's where the best music comes from is when you really dig down, kind of touch on those awkward moments and put those out to the world. And I find it's also the stuff that makes your music stand out too, when you're touching on a subject that some people won't talk about, whether it is relationships with my wife, relationships with my kids, my parents, or, you know, my friends, whatever it is. And I also think it's motivating, like, to do this as long as I have, and I'm not rapping about the houses I have, the cars I have, you know, and I have these things. Like, I have, you know, I'm very comfortable or whatever, but that's not the important things in my life. So that's not what I put out my music. To me, the most important stuff that brings me that happiness and purpose is the families, the friends, and the passion, which is the music.
And even in the music videos, like, I love that you include.
It's always my family.
You include your family. You include your kids. You include your friends. Like people from like back in the day that that you used to work for, or people that you know who taught you in school, stuff like that. Like you still keep those.
Well, we just shot. So like my new single that's coming out, Amnesia. We just recreated the semi-pro movie, Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sick, nice. Yeah.
So we shot that all 2 weeks ago. We shot it all at my old high school. My wife plays someone in the crowd. My parents are the super fans. It's all my boys, like all my, you know, Jordan guys I've done music with over the years that are all the players. And just what you said, like when I'm doing something, I want to have fun with it. So who am I calling? I'm not hiring actors. I'm calling my boys and like, hey, bring a case of beer, meet me at the spot, and we'll shoot a video.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's still fun like that.
How old are your kids?
15, 13, and 10.
So the one thing that you cannot guarantee, especially when you start getting teenagers, you hope, but you can't guarantee, is that you're going to have the same musical taste as your kids do. Do you guys agree on everything or you disagree on certain
things?
My
middle is Taylor Swift hard. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? She's the one that's always played the new Taylor Swift album. My youngest can't stand Taylor Swift. She's always trying to turn it off.
Yeah.
My oldest is a big SZA fan.
Okay.
Wow.
So we actually came up.
So not bad. Not bad.
No.
You're lucky.
I knew SZA's stuff a little bit, but when she started playing the album, I'm like, ah, actually, this is really dope. Like,
yeah.
Great music. So we brought her up for the concert in Toronto that was supposed to be, when was that, last October? And it got canceled an hour before the show. So we flew up.
Oh, no.
Canceled. She's in tears. You know, it's, you know, you win some, lose some. But yeah, I'm not mad at the musical choices.
Okay.
And I can get into some Taylor Swift too. I'm not mad at it. We watched the whole documentary there a couple weeks ago.
Like how many times?
Just once.
Oh.
She watched it a few times, but I was, I got once.
Luke's View is the name of the album coming out tomorrow, Classified. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to play the new song, Amnesia. What can you tell fans about that?
This is a song, I wanted to put this song out when the album came out, because this is probably the most, I don't want to say happiest, but celebration type song, a feel-good song, and just writing about what's your amnesia? What's that thing that makes you forget about your problems? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's different for everybody. Some people might be music, some might be food, some might be weed, beer, whatever it is, you know what I mean? That's what this song is, you know, I feel like we all kind of have that little thing that kind of lets us relax a little bit, and that's what the song's about.
Amazing. Classified, we love celebrating wins around here on the Roz and Mocha Show, and celebrating Luke's View finally dropping tomorrow. Thank you for making the trip out here and visiting us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
My pleasure.
Right on, man.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.